I've mentioned them before, but I think it's important to reemphasize them and just, you know, to enter Rosh Hashanah with the proper ideas, the proper notions. What I want to explain is two things. First of all, why the Torah itself really kept Rosh Hashanah, basically the Pesukim themselves, the Torah itself, kept Rosh Hashanah hidden. I mean, the idea of Rosh Hashanah. It's basically hidden. There's only two places where it mentions it. One is in MR, right, where it says, V'chedesh HaShvi'i. Okay, Zichron Tru Mikra Kodesh. And then the second one is in Bamidbar. In Pinchas, right. Is that's it. I mean, so it's very funny because the whole Rosh Hashanah and the whole Yom HaDin is completely chasa from the Torah Shabbat Saf. Ramban sort of raises a question, the Kisvei Ramban, but he doesn't, he answers that it's all Alpi Kabbalah and it's not even right to talk about it in front of the Hamon and not even among certain Yechidim. So the question is, why is it that this whole concept, he says about the Mesorah, Biyaravasenu, and those, he says an interesting thing. He says that those that understand the Kabbalah deeper understand more from the Pesukim. So for them, the Pesukim are really more revealing. Okay? But he, excuse me? I don't understand. What else? Yeah. So the question, of course, is the question is why is it so hidden in terms of the Pesukim? Pesukim don't say any words. Doesn't say that in Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has donned the world. The Torah knows how to express itself, and it should say that in Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev Bedin, and the whole world is Nidun, and from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippurim is the Zman of Tshuva, and Yom Kippurim is the Gemara of the Chasima. Nothing. It just doesn't say that. Okay, that's the question. First question. The second question, Rabban, as I say, explains that the deeper, the greater the Talmud Chacham, the more you can see from the Pesukim. But he doesn't explain why it remains hidden. Okay. Why is this something that's such a source of something that has to be hidden? Okay, what's the big secret? All right. Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin is Nidun Olam. Okay. Now, the second question, of course, is like this. Second question is, it's a Balabatish question that everybody raises, and that is that really, originally, Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be the Raisa as one day. Okay? So the Raisa is the first day. The first day is the Raisa, the second day is Rabban. So the question is, I mean, the Tfilis on the second day don't make any sense, because the first day is Midaraisa. So the Yom HaDin was really the first day, and it's not a sfeika the Yama. So what are you? How could you say in the second day that the same tefillah that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is being done on the second day? It would seem strange to say years ago a Kadosh Baruch Hu was only done one day. Now he's done 2 days. I mean, it's a strange kind of phenomenon. Okay, you can make a kedusha yom, halachically extend this malacha, but how do you say tefillahs that if the tefillahs aren't true, I mean, it's brachas latolos. Okay, what I want to emphasize is like this. See, the Rambam says, in Hilchos Tshuva, so the Rambam mentions that in Hilchos Tshuva he says that. He speaks about the Zman. He says, "Af pisha tshuva v'atzaka yafa la'olam basar yamash ben rashan v'yamash kippurim u'yafa b'yoser." Yeah, dir shashem yimatzah. Okay. So he says, that's only b'yachid. Av la'tzibor kolshman she'osim tshuva v'atzaka m'leif sholim him nenen. Shenema k'adashem v'kinah v'chol k'arein o'ilav. Okay. And that's in Rama Perek Beis Alach Avav. And what is it? And then the Rambam mentions that, just a second. Yeah, the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet says, Afa Pishat Kiyas Shofar, this is what I'm looking for. Afa Pishat Kiyas Shofar Barashon, we'll get back to the first Rambam also. Afa Pishat Kiyas Shofar Barashon Exeris HaKosuv, Remez Yeshbo. Klo Ma'ur Yishen HaMishinaschem, V'nidomim HaKitzu Metad HaMatchem, V'chifzu B'maaseichem, V'chizru B'tshuvo, V'zichru Barachem. Okay. So I want to just spend a little time on the list. V'zichru Borachem, Elu Ashochem, Esa'emes, Bahavle Azman. Okay, so apparently what the Rambam is saying is, V'zichru Borachem, Elu Ashochem, Esa'emes, Bahavle Azman. V'shogim kol shenosom, behevel v'rika shelo yov lo yatzol. Okay, so apparently the Rambam holds that, I mean, chifsu b'maseichem v'chizu b'shuv v'zichru borachem. So zichru borachem, apparently that when a person thinks of the idea of the borei, this alone, of the borei olam, this alone is an important thing. Is a significant, not important, I mean, you should say, is the highest, has the greatest significance in terms of the person's tshuva. Okay? In terms of the person's tshuva. So what I want to say at the outset is that the most important thing, that a person can have on Rosh Hashanah is the proper idea of the borei olam. I mean, that's the most important thing. I mean, all the malchus, the chronos, the shayfus is worthless if a person has the wrong notion of the borei olam. So the question, of course, is, I mean, I was reading famous physicist Steven Weinberg, and he talks about God, so he says, then so far as he's concerned, unless God is personal, it has no meaning. Why? Yeah. So he says, why? Because he says that, what do we mean by God? And he says, what did Einstein mean by God? He says, I don't really know. He says, why don't you just say there's an order? Okay, there's an order, there's a beauty, a symmetry in the universe. And what are you saying when you say God? What are you saying beyond that? I mean, what more are you saying? So he says, so the word is meaningless. He says, unless you mean God interferes with history, with human life, it has no meaning to him. So the thing is, it's important, I thought it's important simply to define what we mean. Okay? When we say God, what do we mean? Okay. It may be a simple thing that everybody should have thought about, but I think it's worth re-enunciating. Okay. Okay, Rabbi Mann says it has to be enunciated, because most people don't think about it. All right. But the I'm going in the format of Malambit's list. So, of course, what we say is, when we say what we mean by God, is we mean that there's a source for the order. The order has a source, okay? But, and we say that we believe in the Chayolamim, so we say we ascribe to God the idea of life, the living God. But the question is, what do we mean? The other gods are dead. Because basically, they're fantasies and illusions. But our God is a high, alone, living God. So what do we mean? I mean, maybe a simple question, but I think it's important to reflect upon this. What do we mean when we say that God is life? Certainly, we don't mean life in any sense that we understand it. Okay? I mean, life to us is a biological phenomenon. Okay? Biological phenomenon, and a temporary phenomenon, and what do we mean? We say we ascribe life to God. I mean, I think it's important that we should have a proper notion. I mean, I think yeshivas made a mistake in one sense. They didn't want Talmidim to investigate metaphysics. And they're right. I mean, I agree with that, because, like the Rambam says, you have to be on a level. I mean, to go into the paradise, you have to be on a level. Not every a teenager can't go into study metaphysics. It's impossible, virtually impossible. So the investigation of metaphysics is is precluded for people who are not on the level. But the proper idea is not. I mean, there's no excuse for not learning the Karam and understanding what you mean. I mean, that certainly shouldn't be... It shouldn't be out of bounds, shouldn't be restricted. You know, you can't put a censorship on that. I mean, it would be, it's absurd. So oftentimes, bizman hazeh, what happens is that the true notion of God is not really is never mentioned, never thought about, never enunciated. I mean, then the whole, that's what did Avraham Avinu fight for? I mean, so what I want to say is like this, that insofar as when we speak about the Chayalomim, what we mean is that God, like the Rambam says, that God is the Mamtzi Kol Nimtza. In that sense, we say life. Because it means that he is the creator. The creator, that there is a being that is not caused, nothing caused him, but he causes. He is the cause of all existence. In other words, what the philosophers refer to as the prime mover. Philosophers are right on it. That's the notion. And that's why we ascribe, that's the difference between what this physicist is saying and what we hold. Physicist is saying there's an order. What we're saying is there's a source for the order. And that source is the cause of all existence. In that sense, we equate the idea with life. Because life, in life, when we see life, we see a prime mover. You see any form of life, why do we call a thing living? Because it moves itself. It moves itself. I mean, a stone doesn't have life. It can't move itself, can't propel itself. It can't initiate any kind of process. So life, in the sense of initiation of a process, in that sense only, do we say that God is the Chai Olamim. Okay, not in a biological sense, but in a sense that he's the initiator. There's an initiator, an existence that is not caused by anything else, but is the primary cause of all existence. That's what we mean. And that's what the Rambam says. Yesoda yesodos v'omar ha-chochmos leida she-yesha motzi rishon mamtzi kol nimtza. Mamtzi kol nimtza. There's something just an aside, I would say, that it should be investigated. But when you say Shema Yisrael l'Hashem l'kin Hashem echad, I saw Achronim say that what's the kavana by Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, is Ho Yehovah V'yia. It would seem to me that Ho Yehovah V'yia is not enough, because Ho Yehovah V'yia is eternity, eternal existence. But it would seem that eternal is the idea of eternal, the concept of eternal is not enough, unless of course everything ties in at a certain point, unless that's what they mean. But the idea that a person has to have is really Mamtzi Kol Nimtzo. That's because the Rambam says Yesoda Yesodos. And then when the Rambam says, then he says in Zion, and then in the end he says, so apparently the Rambam held that in the Kavona, when a person says Kriya Shema, is Mekabla Amach Shemayim, the idea that he has to have in mind, it seems pretty clear, that Delakazeh, Eshenemar, Arishem, Shehul Akenu, Arishem Echad. So it means that the idea of Arishem, the Yudke Vavke, according to the Ram, would seem pretty clear, has to be the Mamtzi Kol Nimtza. That's the concept. I mean, there's a Mishnah Berurah, because then Shulchan Aruch mentions that you have to have, what kavanah you have to have by Shem Hashem? Is it Adnus, you know, or is it Hoyoviya? But it would seem that, so the Gros says that Hoyoviya is necessary by Krishna alone. Okay, it's a Mishnah Berurah. But what I'm saying is that from the Rambam it's Muchach. from the Rambam's Muchach that the Kavona must be the Mamtzi Kol Mitzvah. Therefore, what I'm saying is that on Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin, you know, the most important Musar is that a person should have the proper notion of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, what he means by the Borei Olam. And that's why what I want to say is as follows. Insofar as the questions that we raised, that why it's hidden in the Torah, and then how is it possible to say the Tefillos on the second day, the answer is as follows. That insofar as Rosh Hashanah is concerned, to have an idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev B'din B'Tchilas HaShanah is a dangerous concept. Because that would imply that God is bound by time, and a certain time comes along, and now God is Yoshev B'din. That denies all the Karm. I mean, a person thinks that. You have to say, look, Abchaim, he's Nebuchadnezzar Abigaris, unfortunately, Abigaris. So while the Tefillos, and especially I would say the Nisana Tokef, tries to give a vivid description of the Yom HaDin, I mean, one must understand that the Paitonim are trying to reach the people to make them realize, you know, that it's the reality of the din. But the descriptions, you have to take in an intellectual way. You can't, if you take them literally, the person loses the whole concept of the Yom HaDin. So the real concept of Yom HaDin is not that God is bound by the time. Kadosh Baruch Hu judges this time or this day. I mean, what is this day? The day, by the way, you see, is an amazing thing. The day, who determines the day? Bezdin. So it comes out that Bezdin is going to determine when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is done. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So you have to understand that what is the Torah really saying? The Torah is saying a simple principle. Namely, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Av HaRachamim, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done a person at a time when it's most conducive, when he has the best chance at succeeding in Mishpat. Because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Av HaRachamim. I mean, Midas HaRacham, Yudgimu Midas, Hashem Hashem Kel Racham Lachanam. So when does a person have the best opportunity to be Nodun? When? The answer is when he's most involved. You see, when he's most involved in the ideas of Tshuva and the ideas of Malchus Achronus Shofros. That's when he has the greatest opportunity. So therefore, that's why the Pasuk does not give a description of the Yom HaDin, because a description of the Yom HaDin in Torah Shebichsav would be the greatest danger. People would take it literally, and the whole concept of the Yom HaDin would become worthless. What does the Pasuk say? Yom Trua Yelochem. Yom Trua Yelochem. The whole din is based on the Lochem, on the fact that this is the Yom Trua, when the person is chozer b'tshuva, and the person hears the Kol Shofar, when the person starts thinking about the Malchus, Achronus, and Shofros, at that time, that's when he is, that's what the Rambam says. Even though tshuva is always good, but in these days, Asar Sayyam, and Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippurim, Dir Shashem b'matzah kroos v'yesar karav. What does it mean? God is closer and further away. The Rambam just said before, there's no change in God. That's kfira. But it means he's closer in terms of Yom Tru Yelachem. That's why the Pasuk really left out Zichron Tru. The Pasuk says Zichron Tru. It's Yom Zikaron. Why? Because Yom Tru Yelachem. If it's Yom Tru Yelachem, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din is dependent upon us. If there were no halacha of Bachodesh Hashvi, Be'echo Bachodesh, there would be no, the din wouldn't be, it wouldn't be any different any other day. Be'adam Nidim B'chol Yom. So therefore, it's important to understand that concept. And therefore, when a person is only lefnei Hashem, they have to have the proper idea. I mean, the wrong idea is, you know, with all the mussar, the most important mussar is what David HaMelech told Shlomo. Da selakei avicho avdeyo. I mean, da do'ehu, Chazal say, do'ehu v'achkach avdeyo. Without ideas, you miss the whole point of Avraham Avinu, the whole concept of Yahadus. So therefore, that's right. Yeah. So that's why it explains the concept of Bezin, but even explains the concept of Yom HaRichter. Because Yom HaRichter means that Chazal have a right to add to the Kedushas Hayom, and that right was given to them by the Torah, Pei Torah Shei Rucha. So therefore, if the person is engaged in the Yoma and the Yom HaDin, therefore you see what the Rav said, which is a drabanan is really a deriser. In terms of violations, it's true. You can't be moist on Torah, so it has to be differentiated. But in terms of the reality of the halacha, the halachic reality is just as real. The drabanan is just as real as a deriser. You can't say that insofar as lametes malachas, if I light a fire, that's a serious violation of that's a real violation. But if I ride a horse, that's not as real. It may not be as chomor in terms of onesh, okay. It may be treated differently in terms of suffolk and how you paskin. But in terms of the reality, it's just as real that the issur to ride a horse on Shabbos is just as real as the issur of lighting a fire on Shabbos. So because that's al pi atar shirucha. So therefore, when bezin's mekadosh the chodesh, of course that's the raisa. But even the extension of the yom arichta, it means the kedusha sayom was extended. That's a reality. That's a lucky reality of the raisa. So and the yom adin, the mesori. You see, that's why, precisely why it is that you could say the tefillah on the second day, because the tefillah are totally not. It's not God is affected or God has a time period to say such an idea is kfira. What it means is it's yom tru yelachem. The din is when it's your yom trua. So when Chazal came along and Chazal mesakin that it's 2 days Rosh Hashanah, so the Yom Tshuva was extended 2 days, so now it's a different reality of Yom Tshuva Yelochem. Insofar as the Zman is concerned, it's an extension, a legitimate extension halachically. So the Yom Tshuva encompasses 2 days, the Din is 2 days. Because the Din is whenever it's your Yom Tshuva. Okay. Very good. That's perfect. Good question. Yeah, that's what the Ram says, that insofar as Yochid is concerned, the Yochid is Nene, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, because the Torah knows that while it's a chiyuv to do tshuva every day, but man's nature is such that he can't ascribe importance beyond a certain degree to something that's a ma'aseh b'chol yom. But when the Torah isolated the phenomena of tshuva, and set aside a period of time for the person to concentrate on that concept, so it moves the individual, and every individual in Klal Yisrael is moved, and that's why it's Kro'u B'Yosef Karo, because the person is in a different, if the person keeps the halacha, he's in a different state of mind vis-a-vis tshuva. But that's what the Rambam says, that's the yachid. But insofar as the tzibur is concerned, whenever the tzibur is bitzara, so when the tzibur gets together and the mevakesh rachamim, so then it's any time, because that's a different, that is equal to the concept of the zman of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim in terms of the korav Hashem l'chol korav. What does the Pasuk Ram quotes? Mikad Hashem l'kedu b'chol koreinu elav. So that's what the Ram means, but it's dependent upon purely, completely dependent upon us. An interesting thing, but we say that it affects the entire world. But that's no problem because the reality of Torah is not just a reality for us; it's a reality for the entire world. What do you see? That you see that in the Tefillah, because in the Tefillah and Shofar, so what's there Shofar? It says Gam Kol Olam Kulo Chol Miponecha Uvrios Bereishis Chardu Neka Bigaloscha Malkenu Al Har Sinai Lalamid Lamcha Torah Mitzvahs. What does it mean? It means that Har Sinai wasn't just for Jews. Har Sinai is for everybody. It's a reality of this Galus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is just as real for the non-Jew as for the Jew. So therefore, the whole world is nodun on this day, because because the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, but insofar as the reality of its existence is concerned, it's a reality insofar as Kol Olam Kulo. I mean, a guy can keep mitzvahs if he wants to as well. He could do it voluntarily, but the reality of the halacha is a reality for every human being. Yeah. It's all totally in the Kedushayel. Yeah. So what I want to get to is like this, that really the method, the main way, so Rosh Hashanah, the Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Hashanah is really what brings the din. It's the Kedusha Sayom. The Kedusha Sayom is 2 days, the din is 2 days. We're not saying lies on the second day. Okay. But what is the Kedusha Sayom? The Kedusha Sayom revolves around three themes, the Malchus, the Zachronos, and the Shofros. Okay, so it's interesting. What does Chazal say? Imru lefonai Malchios kidei shetam lichuni alecha. Right? Zichronos kidei sheyala zichronecha lefonai. And then it says, ubameh, with what? Bishofar. So the shofros is the bameh, the substance of with what, with which entity we bring about the zikaron. Okay? So I just want to speak a little about shofros. There are ideas I mentioned before, but I think it's worthwhile just before Rosh Hashanah to repeat. The shofar is really the instrument. Yeah. By the way, I mean, you know, the Ramban is a question. I mean, that's what the Ramban means, by the way. That's why the Ramban says it's hidden. And he says, the Chachamim understand why it's hidden. And the more Chachamim you have, the more you see it in the Pasuk. That's what it means. It means it had to be hidden. Because if it weren't hidden, so then people would ascribe all the crazy notions to this Yontif. Okay? So it comes out the Yontif that is the most important in terms of Tshuva will become the worst thing. And that's what the Ramban really means. He doesn't spell it out, but that's what he's saying. Because that's why he says Kabbalah, you have to understand. It requires a lot of knowledge to understand what that means. Okay. So the point I want to Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. So it's an interesting thing. In Zichronos, what are you saying? The Gemara says, Keman Matzlinin Ho'idno Azeh Yom Tchilas Masecho. Like whom do we pray? Do we misspell? Now we say Zayom Tchilas Masecha. This is the beginning. Zayom Tchilas. This is in the Zichronos. Zayom Tchilas Masecha is currently Yom Rishon. So it means or Hayom Harasalom. Okay, Hayom Harasalom. Today the world was created. So what does it mean? What does it mean the world was created? When you look in the Chazal, you find that's not true. It wasn't created that day. What day did it mean? They mean it was the day, the sixth day of creation. So therefore, the creation was really not on Rosh Hashanah. But 5 days before, okay, Rosh Hashanah is the sixth day, so it wasn't El. So immediately, I mean, it sounds funny. I mean, so what is this Zayom Tchilas Masecha? So what I want to say is as follows: that Bameh Bishofar is really the emphasis. The whole Kedusha Sayom revolves around Shofar, and Shofar is a mitzvah which you take a look at the way it's structured. You see that the Torah gave more significance to shofar than to many, many other mitzvahs. So many ideas are related to the shofar. Kedas Yitzchak and shofar kofuf we paskin and so many concepts. It's like almost the Torah went out of its usual pattern where it took a physical object of mitzvah and made it reflect so many ideas. And so obviously the mitzvah of shofar is not simply like a mitzvah of lulav, but the Torah took shofar and isolated it and embellished it and used it as a medium for man's perfection more than other mitzvahs. So what I want to do is just to understand the basic idea of ubameh b'shofar. What is shofros really? Shofros is really gilui shchina. It's really Gilu Shchina. That's what Shofar. That's the bracha of Shofar. The Kabbalah of Galachar Seino. Atan Eglise Banank Vadecha Alam Kotcha Daber Imam. Menashmanim Shmatim Kolecha. So the Eglise Aleim Barf Leta. It's Gilu Shchina. Shofar is Gilu Shchina. Gilu Shchina. So why is Gilu Shchina really tied to Tshuva? Gilui Shechina is very nice, but it was an event, a one-time event. Kol Gadol V'lo Yosef, once and forever, that's it. So why is the Gilui Shechina so important? Ubame b'shofar. B'shofar means that that really the shofar is the key to the whole process of the Malchus, Achronos, and Shofars. So the answer is, we one time mentioned the Rambam says that there are certain chatoyim that in Hilchos Tshuva, so the Rambam mentions that there are certain chatoyim that are ma'akvin the Darchei Tshuva. So the Rambam says that above Esrim Dvar ma'akvin as a Tshuva. Arba me'en ovon godol, four of them are great sin. Va'osa echad me'en ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maspik b'yadol as a Tshuva l'fi godol chato. So God does not give them the opportunity to do Tshuva. Okay, and those four, Machtias Arabim, and Mates Chavero Miderach Tovel Aderach Ra, and Aroa Bino Yotze Latarbus Ra, he sees his son's going in the wrong path, Vena Mamcha Biodo, because he doesn't want to get in a fight with him, he doesn't want to be in conflict with him. Va'omer Echte Va'oshev, V'chlal Zeh Omer Echte V'yamakpur Mechaber. Those four. I'll get back to why those four. But the interesting thing is, it sounds like that God's not going to let him do Tshuva. Yet in the end it says, Kol Eilu Advarim Kiyosvim Nafpishim Ma'akvin Es HaTshuva Ein Monin Oso Elim Oso Odom Tshuva Mehen Hareze Bal Tshuva V'yesh Lochel Behol Abach. So we one time mentioned the inconsistency. But the answer basically is that when the Rambam says Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maspik B'yodo Lasos Tshuva, it means that under ordinary circumstances we maintain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a maspik, and that's Hashem Hashem Kel Racham V'Chanun, that's Midas HaRachamim, which means that God relates to the Chote. How does he relate to the Chote? He relates to the Chote through the Ashgacha, and the Ashgacha is that he sets up events in the person's life that are conducive for tshuva. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, but a person who does those four averes, God does not do that for him. Eino maspik b'yado. But nevertheless, he doesn't take away his psychological free will, his psychological ability to be a shav. He can still pull himself up by the bootstraps, so to speak, but that requires a gargantuan effort. I mean, most people are not capable of doing that. So that's what the Rambam says. Afa pishe ma'akvin es ha'tshuva ein monin oso milas ha'tshuva. God doesn't interfere in his psyche, in his soul, in a way that would prevent him from doing tshuva. But how many people are going to do it? I mean, if a person is going along an evil course, an evil path, he's successful, things are fine, nothing, no problems, how many people are going to stop dead in their tracks and say they're going to be a shav? Very, very, very few. So really, the concept of Hashgacha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu purposefully goes out of his way, so to speak, I mean, to do what? To avail, to create situations where the person should be a shav, should become a shav. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ordinarily HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maspik b'yado. So really, the concept of Gilui Shechina, while the particular form of Gilui Shechina, see, it's interesting. We say Zeh Yom Tchilas Masecha Zikar Zimor. This command Matzlina Noidna. Like whom are we misspell now? That what we say Zeh Yom Tchilas Masecha Kerabalaza. As Rabalaza says, the Tishrei Never Olam, right? So first of all, it's not Tishrei Never Olam. It means Adam Arisha, right? And secondly, what does it mean? So what did Rabbi Yeshua do? He didn't dive. He didn't. So his Kedusha Zayom was lacking. I mean, doesn't make any sense. He held Nisan Nivralim, so it's his fault. He can't daven on he can't have a full tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. You know what I mean? It's a strange phenomenon. What does it mean? So one says like this: that basically Rosh Hashanah is the Yom of Gilui Shechina, Bameh B'Shofar. But really, his Galus HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts before Maimon Har Sinai. His Galus HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts with when God endowed man to perceive his chachma through the Bria. Bria Sa'olam is his Galus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Adon Olam Asher Malach V'Terem Kol Yitzir Nikra. Leis Nasa v'chatsuko. See, that's going to say in short. Azai Melech Shmo Nikra. Okay, Azai Melech Shmo Nikra means that really the greatest revelation is Brias Olam. Brias Olam. That's why Brias Olam is the greatest revelation. As a matter of fact, it's such a great revelation. You see that Chazal had a strange idea. They refused to accept the idea of miracles. They said everything that happened in Sheshet Mebreshes. Why? Because they felt what Chazal held, is that miracles take away the tarti de sasri to the gilui shechina of Brias Olam. You see, that God doesn't break, because the biggest gilui is Brias Olam. But when did this gilui take place? Not at the Big Bang. Not Bracious Barley Chemistry from Avos Haaretz. It took place when God endowed man with the Tzelem Elokim to appreciate and understand the Bria. That's the first revelation. Revelation has to be to some being. So Bracious Barley Chemistry is Adon Olam Hashem Malach B'Terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. But Leis Nasa V'Chefetzah Kol, Azai Melech Shmo Nikra. It means to say, because then when God revealed himself to man, it means he gave him the Tzelem Elokim, the ability to perceive and to understand the Bria. That was the Isgalus. So really, that's why the Gemara says, Kaman Matzah, so in Rosh Hashanah. So that's what it means. That's what it says. Malchias Shetamlichuni Alechem. What does it mean? God doesn't need him. Malchus is the same. I don't know Hashem Malach. God doesn't change. But Shetam Lichuni Aleichem means that you should be Mamlachne. It's from your side. Azai Melech Shmo Nikra. So therefore, the reality is that if you hold B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, so you must include, how can you not include Zeh Yom Tchilas Masecho, Hayom Aras Olam? It's based upon the whole concept of Rosh Hashanah. The shofar is Isgalus. And actually, the Isgalus of the shofar, like I said, Isgalus of the shofar is a secondary in Yahadus. It takes second place. As great as all the Nisim are in terms of telling us about Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the greatest Isgalus, of course, is the Bria itself, insofar as when man was allowed to perceive it. That was really that's such a revelation. So the Gilui Shechina of Zeh Yom Tchilas Masecha has to be mentioned if you hold the Tishrei Nivra Olam. But what does the Gilui Shechina really teach us? It teaches us essentially that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Hashem Kel Rachem Lachanun, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maspik B'Yad HaChote Lashuv. That's what it means. V'Yom Oso Tchakalo. What does it mean? Tachakalo, God waits? What does it mean he waits? It means to say he gives him opportunities. Otherwise, what is he waiting for? The waiting is a metaphor. It means he gives him opportunities to be a shav. So really, it's interesting that you're not allowed to say, you're not allowed to be maske chet on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because of the fact that tshuva always has to be lefnei Hashem, and that means you have to have the proper idea of God first. So therefore, once you get started with the idea of God, so malchius, what is malchius? The yeda kol pol kiyata fialto v'yavon kol yotzer kiyata etc. What does it mean? That means it's galus through the bria. That's what it means. Okay, so that's malchius. So once you get started with the malchius, the chronos and the shofros, then the self becomes unimportant. You can't have in the same tefillah when you're talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Malchus, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can't start talking about yourself. You're too insignificant to even be concerned about in the same tefillah. The Yom is a Yom of Tshuva, but it's hidden in the tefillahs, because the Kedushas HaYom, the Malchus, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, overshadows everything. Okay? So that's why it's a strange system. I mean, you have the shofar in the Chizur B'Tshuva, but nevertheless, the emphasis is always on the Yedias Hashem that Klal Yisrael has. Ashrei Adam Yodei Seruah, that's the emphasis. You can clap al chet all day, but if you don't have the right idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole thing is worthless. So the Malchus, Achronus, and Shofros overshadows everything, not even by the Maske Chet. But where is it mentioned? It's mentioned by Mebbe Shofar. It's mentioned in the idea of Shofar. Because in the idea of Shofar, you see the Midas HaRachamim, that the Hizgalus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Midas HaRachamim, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is maspik biyad ha'odam, biyad ha'chotei lashuv. And that's really the idea of the Bameh B'Shofar. So Bameh B'Shofar, that's Tka B'Shofar, God L'Cher Seinu, Tka B'Shofar. So really tshuva, that's why the Medrash says that when Emes was asked what should happen to a chotei, so Emes said, Hanefesh HaChatas Tomas. You see? But Midas HaRachamim said that Yachzor B'Tshuva. That's really the Yesod HaTshuva. Why is Tshuva Yesod? Because Tshuva should be a logical thing. If a person did an Avera 10 years ago, now he's sorry he did the Avera. So he really changed his soul. So why should God punish him? Why, just to give him a clap? I mean, it doesn't make it, why, that's it, he's changed. Now he's a Tzad HaGomer. So really it's not logical for God to be Ma'anish a person just because he did something in the past. If that past is not a part of the soul now, he shouldn't deserve an Anish. So why do you need a Yesod HaTshuva? The Yesod HaTshuva is insofar as the Hashgacha is concerned. That's the Yesod HaTshuva. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maspik B'Yodo. For that you need another to tell you that. That Moshe Rabbeinu received on Har Sinai when he came down to Yom Kippurim with the Yesod HaTshuva. So Yesod HaTshuva was something that a person could not know from being a philosopher and understanding the human soul and understanding philosophy, that you wouldn't know. Yeah, if a person's tshuva, it'd be like the Rambam, that ain't moaning also, of course, but ma'akvin also, means he's not granted the opportunity. And if he doesn't have the opportunity, the chances of him being a shav are very, very slim. One in billions, you see. So that's why, that's really the Ashrechem Yisrael. What's Ashrechem Yisrael? That's what Rabbi Kiva meant. A guy can do tshuva too. Anybody can do tshuva. But what are the chances? If you think about it realistically, what are the chances? The chances are very slim for a person to be a shav. How many people are shav? Very, very few. But the opportunity for tshuva means that's the Yisod HaTshuva that Moshe Rabbeinu received on Har Sinai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares the path for the chotei, the events in his life, if he listens carefully, if he's fine-tuned to what's happening around him, and he sees, he takes up the signals, so then he will be a shav. Then he will be a shav. And the knowledge of that idea, is what gives the person the opportunity to avail himself of that situation. If you don't have the knowledge, then it's meaningless. Yes. So really, Shofros has a double aspect to Shofros. Shofros, on the one hand, Bamebe Shofar, the Shofar really is a kol yabava, which is a sound, a cry, which really is the crying sound, is the sound of the Chozer B'Tshuva. What does the Rambam say? Midakei Tshuva sheyivkeh ha'adam. It requires a person should be bocha, really, when he realizes what chet is. You see, when he realizes what chet is, it should really produce b'chi. So the kol shofar, on the one hand, is the kol of the individual who is a shov. Kiata shamei kol shofar, mazin true of ein domalach. That's one aspect. On the other side, it's Hashem Hashem kol rachem lachanan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a maspik biyado. Teka b'shofar god l'chereseinu. It means that the shofar has a double meaning. On the one hand, it reflects the person that is a shov, it's the sound of the shov. On the other hand, it's the sound that reflects the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out for the individual with his midas rachamim and gives him the opportunity to be a shov. So that's why it's malchiyas shetam lichuni aleichem. That's the person should recognize. V'yeda kol pol kiatof yalto v'yelon kol yotzik kiat yatzato. That people should reach the level of recognizing Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the greatest revelation, which is the Bria, which is the Yom HaShishi, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed man with that appreciation of his Chachma. And Zichrono Siyala Zichronechem Lefonai Ubameh B'Shofar. The Shofar, because the Shofar is really the instrument that has the both sides, both aspects of Tshuva. The tshuva mitzad hachotei himself, and tshuva mitzad hashgachas Hashem, that gives him the opportunity. Okay. The thing is that Ashrechem Yisrael means like this, that if the, insofar as a person keeps the system of Yehadas, keeps the Torah, so therefore they're closer to God, and therefore they have this opportunity. It means a guy doesn't have the opportunity normally. I mean, you could have a guy that's Tzadik Yomos Olam, who's on a higher level than most of Klal Yisrael. That certainly is possible. And that person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, Avraham Avinu was the one that made the discovery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he wasn't a Jew. I mean, he was a Benayach, had a status of Benayach. So it's every human being. He's called Yotzer. There's no difference. But the only difference is that if you're part of the system of Torah, you have the opportunity. And there is a certain hashgacha for Klal Yisrael. That's the difference. But in terms of the soul of the person, in terms of how God relates to an individual, that's every individual, every human being. Is Adam Arishan is the same way as a person who's a Yisrael. I mean, that's all clearly from the whole system of the Torah itself. I mean, Adam Arishan precedes Avraham Avinu, and the Klal Yisrael is only much later. Okay.
So,
okay, it'd be nice thing to have that written about you. That has to do with the question of the that you see that the tefillah portrays a certain reality, and tefillah isn't simply bakasha, but it teaches a person the ideas that he should be mevakesh with. I mean, it's really a limud. You see that tefillah of the Akedah is really it's based on a psukim, the psukim in Dvarim. And I think I mentioned this, the stira between the psukim. That one place it says, one place Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ki am kshei orafata. Okay, it says you're worthless and am kshei orafata. And the other place he says, Ki me'avas Hashem eschem, m'shomer sashrua. So what I said was that that what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying is basically that without the avos, we would be nothing. That's what it means. That if a person has the false notion that without the avos, he still would be anywhere near the level that he's on, it's a misconception, and it's false, it's gaiva, and it places a person in a state where he's completely unrelated to reality, and therefore he's distant from God. You see, that's always the way it works. And so far as a person has wrong ideas, for when a person is followed to God for his own benefit, or essentially the tefillah for the benefit of Klal Yisrael, really, it's really Klal Yisrael, is followed for a benefit. So it means that the person is followed to God, then he has to have the proper idea. So that's why it's tied to Akedas Yitzchak. It's tied to Akedas Yitzchak because the tefillah is telling you that without Avraham Avinu, that our whole essence, insofar as we stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom HaDin, we only have a right to do that because of Akedas Yitzchak, and because of Avraham Avinu, and because he was able to conquer his emotions and follow reality. Then he taught us that idea, and that's why we come before God not because of ourselves, but because of His chus. You see, that's what it means. That's really the essence of the tefillah of Zechronos. It means that a person would come before God on Rosh Hashanah. Without that, he'd be denying reality. He would imply that he's coming before God. He has a right to come before God and ask for a good gzadin. So that's why it says we ask b'schus Avraham Avinu. It means that is the only reason that we are here, or that entitles us, gave us the right and the ability. And that's why a person mustn't forget when he petitions God to petition God in the proper way with the proper idea. And if that idea were not in the tefillah, then the tefillah wouldn't have much value in terms of Zechronos. Because it would be dishonest. It would be false. Yeah. That's what I want to say. What I want to say is that's why the shofros, you see, that's really the link. In other words, the link is like this. Malchi is you can't think about yourself. Zechronos is the corner of Klal Yisrael. So the shofar, bameh b'shofar, means the shofar is the link. Because shofar is ashgacha, and ashgacha brings into play Yabovo, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a merachim. So after the malchus, the chronos, and the shofaros, then the person is in a position to do tshuva. You see? Then the person is in a position to do tshuva. So the shofaros is the link. But you can't mention that. You can't mention chait in the tefillas and the kedushas hayom, because the malchus is too, the malchus, the chronos, and shofaros, the ideas of malchus, chronos, and shofaros are too overpowering to be mentioned, that you can mention the ashamnu, you understand, in the same tefillah. But there is a link there. It's not completely unrelated. Bameh b'shofar means the ideas of the shofar. It gives you the heading. But of course, malchus chronos shofar is insofar as the borei olam is concerned. And when you're concerned with the borei olam, you can't at the same time, you see, start enunciating your own chatayim. But the link is there. See, the link bameh b'shofar. The link, the shofar is the beginning. Shofar is the link. Now, I just want to mention, the first, exactly, that's the Yonah Hashem. That's the Yonah Hashem. That's great. Okay, the last point I want to mention is just Agavurcha. We mentioned, you know, the Rambam says these four things that are so horrible. So what are the four things? It says the four things are that, the worst things, the ones that are ma'akvinas atshuva. That's the first group. Okay, so what are those four things? The first three seem to be more or less the same. Machti Yisarabim, okay. And the second thing, he says, and also if you ma'akev the rabbi malasa shuva. Second thing is matas chaveru mederech tov lederech ra, like mesis or mediach. And the third thing is a roa b'no yotzel l'tarbas ra, same thing. Vein amam chabiyado. Okay. Yeah, by the way, it reminds me, mesis or mediach. In Dvarim, really, the first time that the Torah introduces halacha in Dvarim is by three things. By the Navi Sheker, okay, because first starts off with Musa. And then the halacha starts with the, the first thing, Navi Sheker and Nesis and Mediach and Erni Dachas. So, and it's all Avodah Zarah. So the Avodah Zarah, I mean, basically is the wrong idea of God. So it's interesting. Why those three? The answer is because what the Yahadis demands is that the three most powerful influences should not affect an individual when it comes to the idea of God. And the first one is authority. Navi. Who can be bigger than Navi? The biggest tzaddik. Navi. Has been established as a Navi. But if he, no matter how great his authority, if he tells you an idea that you know is avodah zarah, you have to destroy him. You see? The second idea is what another very powerful force is loyalty among people that are loyal. Some people aren't capable of it. But people that are capable of loyalty, loyalty is the most powerful bond. As the most difficult thing to turn on a person that you have a genuine loyalty to. It's the most difficult thing. For a person that's loyal, it's probably the most difficult thing to do. And that's really what, that's the Pasuk describes it carefully. The Pasuk says, Achicha ben Yimecha, Shekenafshecha, Vincha, Vitecha, I mean, Eishishchekecha, the closest relation, no matter what, every person is different. Sometimes a person is very close with his brother, some people don't get along with his brother. He has a friend, I mean, wife, I mean, it depends. The Torah gives the description, any possible situation in which this individual has the greatest loyalty in the relationship. But if that person should tell you to deviate from the true idea of God, Avodah Zarah, if he should tell you to follow Avodah Zarah, you must turn on him. And the third one is Erni Dachas. That's the power of a society. Society has a certain power. They say you have an ear. It's a society. It demands a certain kind of a respect. So it says, no, you have to destroy them completely. Anashim, Anashim, Ataf, it must be totally eradicated. So that's the answer, by the way. Because Goyim say, how could the Torah suggest that that Moshe Rabbeinu enter Eretz Yisrael and destroy an entire nation, the Nashim Nashim Ataf? That's prejudice. It's not prejudice because we do it to our own also. If in Klal Yisrael a situation like that arises, same thing. It's a Avodah Zarah. Torah is even-handed. But what I want to mention over here is that why are these four considered the worst? I'll tell you why. Because we mentioned before that a person is distant from God insofar as their ideas are warped. Okay? And you understand? And the Hashgacha works, and conversely, the Hashgacha works insofar as a person is close to God. Okay? So that's why, you see, if a person does a chet himself, so Chazal say, look, a person is a chet, everybody's a chet. Because we're instinctual beings, and the instinctual has always got to overpower a person. That's why tshuva is a ma'aseh b'chol yom. You always have to do tshuva. So it's a growth process. It's not a confession. It's not a guilt trip. It's a part of the whole way of a person develops. It's a constant process. But if a person is a chote, so a person always has an excuse. Yitzvah takfo. The instinctual overpowered me, so I failed. That's what Chazal say. That's the best answer. That's the best answer. Yom Adin. Be honest and say that's it. Yitzhar was too rough. But if that's okay, if you're a chote yourself, that's okay. But if you're machti others, then what kind of a benefit are you deriving out of that? You cannot say anymore that you were overpowered by the instinctual. Then already it shows something else. It shows that you have a distortion insofar as what chait is, what chait really is. Your system is awry. So if a person is machtis a rabbim, how can a person be machtis a rabbim? I mean, the answer is because he must have a totally distorted idea of evil. He doesn't understand what evil is. He doesn't understand what chait is. And the same thing is true with the second case. If a person is the second case, hamesis umediach hamates chavero, you have a loyalty to the chaver. Mesis means you have a loyalty. How do you cause this person that you're loyal to be a chaver? And it says your idea of chet is corrupt. You see. And the third case also, a person has a son that he sees going out there hurrah. If you see a child running in front of the truck, would you allow him? Would you grab him? The answer is because over there you understand the reality of the danger, but over here the danger is not real to you. So it means you have a distorted idea of chait. And the same thing is true a person that says echtev ashev. It means he has an infantile notion of chait. Luachet yom kippur is going to do it. Okay, he doesn't know what chait is. So that's why those four, a person that has the wrong idea of chait, insofar as he does not understand chait, he doesn't have a proper understanding of chait, he's distant from God. And that's why God doesn't relate to him to be maspik b'yodo, to give him the opportunity. Because there is no relationship. The only relationship that we have between us and God is through our das, through your deal. Okay. The reason why you mention in Shofros, why do you mention Maimed Har Sinai? Because you mentioned the greatest expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha. That's the greatest expression. You always, you understand what I'm saying? That's why you mention Maimed Har Sinai. Because really, my medicine, that's Shavuos. It's not Rosh Hashanah. Okay.